Imam continued to tell his son after he told him to enlighten his heart with wisdom. Remember, we talked about wisdom to greatest extent. وَنَوَّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ He says, وَذَلِّلْهُ بِذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ Tame your heart with the remembrance of death. So always to remind oneself that this is the transient and there is something that is permanent. To always have the macro picture in mind every single time. When we neglect death or we neglect the fact that we will be accountable for our lives, then there is no real goal in life, there is no real direction that one pursues, and we get sort of drawn into the allures of the world. And the instability of this world tends to take our attention away. You know, there are two things in life. There are important things and there are urgent things. And very, very often, when we do not underline or analyze what is urgent in our lives, is it really urgent? The important gets shoved aside and we think, well, one day it will happen. This is very important to always have in mind that there is a macro picture, that death will come. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ الزُّهْدِ فِي الدُّنْيَا ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْتَفَكُّرُ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ فَمَنْ أَثْقَلَهُ ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ وَجَدَ قَبْرَهُ رَوْضَةً مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ The remembrance of death is the best piety and the best worship and the best thinking. Anybody who thinks much of death will find his grave a garden of Jannah, a piece of Jannah. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ وَيَوْمَ خُرُوجِكُمْ مِنَ الْقُبُورِ وَقِيَامَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَ اللَّهِ Remember your death and the day when you will be resurrected from the graves and you're standing in front of Allah. This remembrance will ease your disasters. You know, it's not like being morbid, it's being actually proactive. Working towards leaving a legacy, working towards getting our full potential. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Man aqyasu an-nas wa akramu an-nas ya Rasulullah. Who are the most honored and the smartest of people? فقال he said أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأشدهم استعدادا له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا يشرفوا للدنيا وكرامة الآخرة Those whose remembrance of death is the greatest and those who are most ready for it. These are clever people, these are intelligent people who have put together the honor in this world with the generosity in the hereafter. You know, there are two people when it comes to death, two groups of people. The first group sort of keep away from the remembrance of death because they do not believe in a hereafter, and you find that their behavior in the world is not the behavior of a human being, and they know that by death they will be deprived of what they have. Imam Hussain al-Islam was once asked, why are we frightened of death? And he said, because you have destroyed your hereafter, but you have constructed your world. That's why you're frightened to move from flourishing conditions to ruined conditions. Now the second group include those who do not fear death. They're people who believe in the hereafter, who do their best and then leave it up to him. So not only do they not fear death, but they consider it as something that is sweeter than honey. There's a wonderful poem that says, tell death to come to me if it is a man. Till I embrace him very closely, I'll receive an eternal life from him. He'll receive from me colored clothing. Take me, O great one, cause in my killing there is life. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَفْضَلُ تُحْفَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الْمَوْتِ Now when I read this, it really took me back. It says, the best gift for a believer is death. Why? It's not looking at it morbidly. It's not taking your own life. It's not saying that life is not important. Life is a gift, it's wonderful, but it's saying that if death were to come, then I can stand up and say, you know, Ya Rabbi, I did my best with the time you gave me, with the ni'mah you gave me, with all the things you gave me, I did my best. Because that's what a mu'min does. You try your best at everything and then you leave it up to him. And that is why death then becomes something that is not as morbid, that's not something that we fear, but rather we embrace as part of life. And take these words as I say them. We do not wish for death. We don't take lives, we don't take our own lives. That's totally out of question. It's being able to ensure that it's part of life. Just like the birth of a baby. It is going to happen once the baby is conceived. The baby will have to be born. Regardless of how apprehensive the mom might be. Regardless of the fact that she may feel very apprehensive about the birth, not knowing enough about it. The baby will have to be born. It's exactly the same thing. Imam continues on the same subject when he says, his son, وَقَرِرْهُ بِالْفَنَىٰ, be convinced, my son, that the world is mortal. The world is temporal, my son. And it's, you know, if Imam concerning this said, anybody who believes that one day death will separate him from his friends, that he will be put in a grave, that he will have to account on the day of judgment for what he has done, that the wealthier will not help him, and that which he has sent in advance will be of value, will immediately shorten his desires and lengthen the amount of his work. You know, it reminds me of an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali, which I was talking about yesterday. And in the Dua, there's a beautiful section which really brings death to mind. It goes, فَمَا لِي لَا أَبْقِي, why wouldn't I cry? أَبْقِي لِخُرُوجِ نَفْسِي, أَبْقِي لِذُلْمَةِ قَبْرِي, أَبْقِي لِذِيكِ لَحْدِي, أَبْقِي لِسُعَالِ مُنْكَرٍ وَنَقِيرٍ, إِيَّايَ أَبْقِي لِخُرُوجِ مِنْ قَبْرِي أُرِيَانًا ذَلِيلًا حَامِلًا, ثقلي على ذحري أنظر مرة عن يميني وأخرى عن شمالي, إذ القلائق في شأن غير شأن لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه, وجوه يومئذ مصفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة, ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة وذلة, سيدي عليك مؤولي ومعتمدي ورجائي وتوكلي, وبرحمتك تعلك تصيب برحمتك من تشاء وتحدي بكرامتك من تحب. Why wouldn't I cry? I cry for surrendering my life. I cry because of the darkness of my grave. I cry because of the narrowness of my grave. I cry for the questioning of Munkar and Nakir. I cry for my leaving my grave, naked, humiliated, carrying my book of deeds on my back. I look to the right, I look to the left, and I discover that people have other concerns than mine. Every person has a concern for his own. Some faces bright, laughing, others dusty. Humiliated, O my master, I settle my destination, dependence, my hope, and my reliance on you. And with your mercy, I cling to you. You bestow your mercy on whomever you please, and you guide with your benevolence whomsoever you like. This extract actually brings back death. It's important to understand, if we've been born, we are gonna die. And then Imam tells him, وَبَصِّرْهُ فَجَعِ الدُّنْيَا, mention the world's calamities to your heart. Don't live in an illusion. Make sure that you understand that the world that you live in will subject you to calamities. Imam tells him, وَحَذِّرْهُ سَوْلَةَ الدَّحْرِ وَفُحْشَ تَقَلُّبِ اللَّيَالِ وَالْأَيَّامِ, let your heart be aware of the attacks of the world on it. And he elaborates, telling his son how to do it. وَعْرِضْ عَلَيْهِ أَخْبَارَ الْمَاذِينَ وَذَكِّرْهُ بِمَا أَصَابَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَصِرْ فِي دِيَارِهِمْ وَآثَارِهِمْ فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا فَعَلُوا وَعَمَّا انْتَقَلُوا وَأَيْنَ حَلُّوا وَنَزَلُوا فَإِنَّكَ تَجِدُهُمْ قَدْ انْتَقَلُوا عَنِ الْأَحِبَّةِ وَحَلُّوا دِيَارَ الْغُرْبَةِ وَكَأَنَّكَ عَنْ قَلِيلٍ قَدْ صِرْتَ كَأَحَدِهِمْ فَأَصْلِحْ مَثْوَاكَ وَلَا تَبِعْ آخِرَتَكَ بِدُنْيَاكَ. It tells him, present to your heart the history of the past. Remind it what is handed down to us from the past. Walk, have a trip in the ruined cities of theirs. See what they did, where they have come from and where they have gone. You will see that they have left here to live in a strange land, and it won't be long before you join them. Make arrangements to improve your future residence, and don't sell your hereafter for this world. So Imam reminds his son of the mirror of history. You know, the study of history, the reason why we study it, is so that it reveals to us things that we can improve, the failures, and we can work upon them. It shows us the pleasures and depressions, the honors and miseries. It shows us the assets and hardships, and it tells us all that temporal will pass. And there'll be something that will be left behind that is the essence of the human being. The Quran continually says, Surah Ali Imran, you know, Allah says, Fasiru fil ardi fanzur kayfa kana aqibatul mukadhabin. Travel in the earth and see what is the end of those who belied the truth. If we look at Surah Al-Mu'min, he says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَشَدُّ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Have they not journeyed in the land and seen what was the end of those before them? They were more in number than these and greater in strength. And they were stable, or they set themselves in the land, but what they earned did not avail them. Important to look at history. Important to see what was left behind. And that in essence is what we will be leaving behind. And when finally he tells him, make arrangements to improve your future residence, where you're going to live afterwards. That means your accountability and your grave. And don't sell your world, don't sell your hereafter for the world. It's so important to look at that macro picture, to look at our full potential. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter of Imam Ali to Imam Hassan tomorrow. In this amazing month, please do not forget me in your du'as. You will forever be in mine.